This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday. It's a perfect time to talk to our friend Rita Hubbard, who joins us every Tuesday. And she joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Rita, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I think we've spoken in the past couple of weeks, and we've asked you about the Ravens and their backup quarterback situation. And the Ravens made a move to improve that a couple of days ago. I think they announced it on Sunday, made it official today. Cooper Rush, what do you think of Cooper Rush?
I like Cooper Rush. I mean, I think he's a good backup. You know, I've seen, you know, unfortunately, the Cowboys is a quote-unquote American team, right? So we got to watch Cowboys games all the time. And then we got to sit there and even when they're bad. So with their quarterback going out, Cooper Rush obviously had to play. So I've seen Cooper Rush in action pretty often, actually. And I think that, you know, this was a good signing for them. I think, you know, as much as I like Josh Johnson, I felt like in the preseason, there were some limitations that he had from a throwing perspective, and that was something that they were going to have to do in the offseason, which was upgrade. And I do think that, in my opinion, Cooper Rush is an upgrade to Josh Johnson from a passing perspective. Obviously, he's not going to be more elusive with his legs. But, you know, listen, everybody, you can't keep bringing everybody in that's going to be similar to Lamar. And you can also potentially develop guys like Emory Jones if that's what you're looking for later. So I think for now, I think that this is a good signing. I see people complaining about the money that he got, but I'm confused. What do y'all think backup quarterbacks cost? Yeah. If they're decent backup quarterbacks, I'm good. Like, did you think that they was just all going to be veterans minimum? It just doesn't work that way. So I think it's fine.
What did you think of the DeAndre Hopkins signing, Rita?
What's funny is that that broke while me and Glenn were on, and I thought it was a joke. I kept looking at the TV, and I was like, look, but we were on air, so he couldn't, like, really, like, at that moment take it in, and I had to tell him. And so, you know, look, I think we got a little bit of excited, and by excitement, I mean he's absolutely an upgrade from Nelson Aguilar, and that's no disrespect to Nelson Aguilar because, you know, he had moments where he came in clutch, right? But DeAndre Hopkins, to me, is a different caliber type of guy. And so I know a couple years ago we really wanted this to happen, but I think everything happens for a reason. And I say that because you have a 1 and a 2, and there's no doubt about it. Whereas if he'd have came in a couple of years ago, I think we'd been having more conversations about who you would be considered a 2, whether it was him or Bateman or whatever. I don't think that there's any question at this point. You know who your number one guy is. You know who your number two guy is. And I think that DeAndre Hopkins, even at this juncture in his career, is a solid number three. Guy can still catch. Guy can still run great routes. I love it. I don't know why people have a problem with it. I guess they think that he's old, which, I mean, yes, you're not getting prime DeAndre Hopkins, right? But what do you want to – do you? I got two questions. One, do you think he's an upgrade from Nelson Aguilar? The answer is yes. Okay. And two, when Zay Flowers went down, who did you feel more comfortable with taking his place, Nelson Aguilar or DeAndre Hopkins? And if both of those answers are DeAndre Hopkins, then it's a solid pickup.
I'm with you wholeheartedly, Rita. Can we ask for a little bit of something on the defense, or is that, you think that's a bridge too far, or is that fair?
Mean,
is that valid, or listen, should we just take what we got and be happy with it?
Nah, some guy. You need some depth for real, particularly in the back end. I mean, there's guys still available. I mean, you got like a Justin Simmons, I think, mm-hmm. is still out there. I think Zadarius, although I'm not really sure if that's something. If you got, you know, if you got played by Zadarius before, I don't know if you ever going to go back to that. I know I wouldn't. That's just me. But maybe, you know, maybe people swallow their pride sometimes, and that's just kind of how that goes. I wouldn't trust that situation just because of how it happened the last time. But you got guys available, and I do think that they will. But I think when you start looking at the roster overall, there's a lot of places where they could potentially use some depth. Obviously, the back end is one of them. Offensive line is another one. But I have faith that they will absolutely continue to bring guys in, continue, you know, because the Ravens don't do necessarily one to two day of free agency deals. They always wait till later, right? So we get antsy because we see everybody else making moves. And then usually they'll say, okay, we're going to keep bringing in guys that are currently available. So I think that they know that there's a need there in terms of depth, and I think that they'll do it.
We're talking with Rita Hubbard. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Rita, the Terps play on Friday against Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You fired up for that. And I know you're a Florida football fan, so does that extend to basketball as well? Because they could meet in the Sweet 16.
I know. I hate that it's in the bright. No, I'm not necessarily a Florida basketball fan, but because I root for their football team, I see a lot of their stuff, if that makes sense, because I follow, like, their accounts, right? So I see a lot of their basketball stuff. I am a Terrapin basketball fan. I will say that. Now, I ain't been on the wagon for a while because they ain't give me a reason to. But I'm back on the wagon. They're getting some local talent, which is really what I wanted all this time anyway, for me to really, like, get reinvested in Maryland's basketball. So, you know, yes, it sucks because Florida's the one seed, Maryland's the four seed. But I'm not worried about that right now. Look, Maryland has an opportunity here to be one of the better teams that we've seen from this program in a very long time. I'm excited for them. I'm rooting for them. I just really hope that they find an opportunity. And look, if they meet with Florida, I'm picking Maryland. That being said, if Florida wins, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. But I'm rooting for Maryland regardless at the end of the day.
Rita, 9 days away from Orioles taking on the Blue Jays in Toronto. Oh. And you know,
Are we outside opening day, though?
The dome might be closed. I don't know.
We know we always say take spring training with a grain of salt, but Sir Anthony Dominguez really, really struggling, Rita, and we know that they're going to slow play Felix Bautista, so Dominguez is going to see a lot of save, high-leverage situations. Are you concerned with him heading into the season?
Yes. And look, maybe he's just trying to figure some stuff out. Maybe this is about, you know, him just trying to tune up some pitches so it's not that deep, but you can't feel confident with what you've seen, and you need to come up with some other options at this point. And also, look, if it is Dominguez, right, your hope is that this is not a long-term situation. Bautista eventually is going to find his way back within the next couple of weeks, so this is just, you know, a plug-and-play type situation. But, yes, you should be concerned. But this was always the concern that fans had to begin with in terms of the depth from this roster, not only from a starting perspective, but from the mid and, you know, later innings perspective. So, you know, this is what happens when you don't really do what you should be doing in that regard. And maybe it's because they were overconfident that Bautista was going to be ready by opening day. But I just think when it comes to Tommy John's, you really have to be careful about putting deadlines on people and things, because it doesn't necessarily always have to be when you think it's going to be. It's gonna heal on its own time. So hopefully this is just a temporary thing. And by temporary, I literally mean like 2 to 3 weeks, and then we won't be having this conversation. Because anything longer, we definitely should be concerned.
Rita, when are you and Glenn back?
Next week. So we will be back next week. I will be watching our book club documentary. What was it called? Sweet Baby?
Yeah, it's this catfish. It's something.
It's something. Is it better than Is it better than our?
That's a very low bar.
On Aunt Diane, I mean.
Yeah. Everything's better than Aunt Diane.
Okay. All right. I knew you was going to say that. So I'll be watching the catfish joint. And I guess, Penn, you didn't sound too excited about it, so I guess we'll
No, I liked it. I liked it.
I haven't seen it yet, Rita.
Tim, remind Ken who's responsible for the snack.
Ken is.
Yeah.
Okay, remember?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take care
All
of
right.
it. Thanks, Rita.
All right, thank you, friend. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Coming up next, some bounce back, fall back. Bone asks questions, we answer. That's next here on The Fan.